Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, it's live, and today's guest host is Patch Moore. Patch, hey, say hello.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Missed y'all.
Today's show is brought to you by Balorian & Milliken LLP, fully staffed, one of the top law firms in the West Coast, and we sue well. And the gentleman at Loyalty Auto Group, if you haven't seen my Instagram, if you haven't seen the cars, you're not part of the show. Loyalty Auto Group, they make dreams come true. And if you mention the show, they give you free tint. So that's another plus. See Sacco, Hiro, Art, Armin, and the rest of the guys at Loyalty, they make dreams come true. Now, let's get to Patch real quick. We're waiting for our girl to call. She will be calling in.
She will be. Elizabeth Bird, I hope you're listening because you're about to be on the radio.
Yes, you are. So look at your beautiful kit.
I know. It's a nice kit.
Oh, my God.
I got to say.
I think I've been just been eating too much carbs, I guess, because my large didn't fit. But I feel like it's, I don't know, because I think the Authentics fit a little bit better, though, don't you think?
I don't usually buy the Authentics just because they're a little more money, and I'm like, what am I playing in the shit, you know?
yeah, but I think, well, I like the Authentics. I like to feel like I'm still out there on the pitch and,
right, that's
and
true.
Showing off. So what's going on with you?
Well, I had a cool day today. I shot my second to last day on a feature film, so that was fun. You know, had the gun pointed in my head, had to stab someone in the eye with a pair of scissors, so it was the... You know, standard, you know.
And that's always fun when you get to play murder.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of work, though. I've been seeing that.
Yeah, I've been trying. I mean, just trying to do the damn thing. And, you know, especially in today's world of social media where it's all about creating your own stuff.
Yeah.
It's more important than ever. To.
And I know you're big about creating your stuff. I mean.
Yeah, and it's fun, and it gives you the opportunity to, you know, showcase your vision. Because, you know, if you're at the bottom of the totem pole, like people that are starting out, you don't really get a lot of creative say.
Yeah.
So if you get to do your own stuff, then you get to do your own stuff.
Yeah.
Your own creative
say.
Yeah,
we had a guy on last week, a couple weeks ago, he was a producer, and he was just, you know, he was talking about the ins and outs of the industry. And hats off to you guys, because it's really tough when you have your own baby, your child, and you have to have someone critique it and say, cheers.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind the critiques. You know, I don't mind the, I guess, criticism or whatever, the notes, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you know, you can think you have the best idea in the world, but if you never share that idea with anybody else,
yeah,
it could be a shit idea and you have no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I feel like, you know, even Quentin Tarantino's scripts and movies have had some...
They've had some judgy, like...
Some notes, you know, some, I don't know about this, or maybe you should try it like this, or what about this? And
isn't it weird how Hollywood's like that, though, where some guy sits in the studio and... He can tell you, like, he has the pulse of the people, and you're just like, do you really know?
Well, that's the thing, is like, you know, from what I'm hearing, I don't know the total ins and outs, but 9 times out of 10, the person that's giving you the critiques, that's the head of the studio or whoever, the producers or whatever, aren't creative themselves.
Yeah.
They just have the position for, you know, whatever little bit of nepotism has been put in play.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Shout out to Lisa the Thief. She's listening to my show. Here's a funny story. Last week, I caught a young lady. There's a car parked in front of our building here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going through the car because the guy left his Mercedes open. Okay. Now, she didn't know I was in the lobby looking at her. She looks around and she goes in the car. I didn't mean to change the subject on you, but I know she's listening because I told her to. And this is a weird thing that what's about to happen. She goes in the car, takes his cigarettes, and takes his cell phone. So I catch up to him. I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Give me the shit. That's not your stuff. It's 8 a.m. It's too early to be stealing. And she goes, she didn't say anything. She was, you know, quiet about it. 2 days later, Sam and I are out in the garage talking. Sam, who owns Rachel, big up to Sam, letting us do her thing. Sam's here comes man. Lisa walking a very well-manicured poodle. Now, the reason why I know her name is Lisa is because she comes up to me. She goes, hey. you're the guy that caught me stealing. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, okay, this is not happening right now. She goes, oh, I went home and told my roommate that you caught me stealing. And my roommate said, Lisa, you know you shouldn't be doing things like that. I said, the world is going mad. You know what kind of world we live with? Someone is just like, hey, you caught me stealing. How you doing? And obviously she lives on Woodman. Right. Because she was walking her poodle, and she walked by, and she came back and waved again, like, all right, have a good day. I said, listen to my show. I'm going to give you a shout-out. She said, oh, my name is Lisa something. I forgot her last name. She is proud to be a thief.
Lisa the thief.
All Lisa right. the thief. I hope you're listening. You're popular. I'll come back. I need to take a selfie with you because people got they want to see what you look like.
Yeah, now I'm curious. and bring the poodle.
Dude, she doesn't look homeless. She looks like... Like, she has a job. Obviously, she has an apartment. She has a roommate.
Well, that her job is stealing, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of debate today. Everybody's like, I wonder, maybe she makes her money off stealing. I mean, how hard, I mean, I can see, well, no, I can't see. Some people are justifying by saying, Elizabeth, I know you're watching. I know, I can see you're watching. We want to talk to you so bad about your groups.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Because, Patch and I got, they don't like us talking to you.
Yeah, they're like, why the fuck do they get to talk to you?
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
We're her friends. And to the ones who don't think she exists, you're a tool.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shut up.
Come on. I mean.
Listen to the show. You can hear her voice.
Yeah. I mean, how do you, people, it must be tough being in her world, though.
The modeling world
yeah.
and all that?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Neither one.
I was a model when I was a baby. Modeling UCSB clothes.
I was modeling, oh, she says we're the best. I love it how she just keeps us in suspense. You know, she's really good at this. You know, she's keeping us in suspense. I just want to talk to her. It's been so long. I want to
catch up. I know. We got to catch up.
I want to know about the, I'm not going to say any more questions.
Yeah.
Matthew and I want to do a vlog.
A vlog?
Yeah. Of our bar.
Which bar?
Rocco's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We should.
And I wish I had the applause thing, but here she is.
Hey.
Elizabeth, how are you doing? Welcome to Wasted on Wednesday. You are getting wasted right now. Hello?
Maybe she's not.
I don't know.
Maybe she's too wasted. She can't.
Elizabeth? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Now we're getting in trouble.
Uh-oh. Don't want to get in trouble.
I know. Elizabeth, call back again. Try again. I don't know. Maybe I hit the wrong button. Call back in.
I hit the wrong button, did ya?
Yeah, no. I can't even figure out how to do my password. Call back again, Elizabeth. And everybody, this is not normal. Maybe I'm not. I'm too sober.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Sam, call back again, Elizabeth. I saw you call.
You got to slam that Bud Light. And then.
Yeah, so... Sure. Yeah, we're going to do a vlog. We're going to do a YouTube channel.
All right.
For the MUFC group, MULA group, and just have content and just have a rolling camera constantly.
I'm down.
You're all for that?
Yeah, I'm highly, yeah.
Yeah, because someone's going to trade off in the camera. I can't do it all the time.
Yeah, well, it could be, if you want to, it could be the three of us and we'll just go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Elizabeth Hunt, call back again. Casey's a boo-boo ahead. And I know all the nation's listening right now, and they're like, this guy right here, it's so Casey.
Everyone in the nation.
I think I'm too, I'm not drunk enough, that's what it is.
That's what I mean.
Sam had a show party, a radio party this weekend, and I had mimosas for the first time.
You had mimosas for the first time? You never had a mimosa
I've never
before?
Had a mimosa.
What did you think?
First of all,
was it made right? Was it the nice balance of the orange juice and the champagne?
After four in, I was good, and I was like a sorority girl on the bar.
You're like, fuck the balance, don't need it.
Hello, Elizabeth. I don't know what's going on. Oh well, she'll figure it out. Yeah. I could call her. Sam, could I call her? This is interesting. I hope I didn't hang up on her. That's such a tool.
That wouldn't be very nice.
And basically, I became friends with so many people. Then I start, all the people I met, I start calling their shows. And everybody's like, you need to be a consistent caller in all of our shows. And there's a show, The Strange Something Show, that comes on Sundays. And they're really quirky, like gothy.
Uh-huh.
And I love them.
What do they talk about?
Everything. They're kind of like us. They were talking about, they had a show like Guess This Tune, and he was playing a kazoo. Huh. And that was interesting. I had fun with that. Elizabeth, text me, see what happens. See if I, if maybe she's on and I'm not listening. And so, brought to you by Loyalty Auto Group and the people. I'm sorry, I want to talk to them.
Well, let's talk about some MUFC stuff until she calls.
Oh, yeah, we signed somebody.
Finally. So we got Daniel James. We got Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Fucking took long enough, but at least we got him. And I keep thinking, for some reason, since all I wanted players, more players before preseason began, we only had like a week left to sign whoever we needed, but I forgot that the window was open until like August.
Yeah, but we're on Ollie time. Yeah. We want it done by the first.
Yeah, he wanted it done by the time we leave for.
And it's, that's not, next week.
I'm not surprised it's not done, you know.
Well, I'm banking on, honestly, is that he's going to whip guys into shape.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, I think what happened was we went on this great run right when he took over. We won all those games. And then they weren't used to training and practicing the way Ole had them trained. So they might have just burnt themselves that fuck out. And they didn't have any time to recover because they just had game or two every week. And now, you know, they get their holiday. This is really like the test, you know. You know, obviously we can't really judge how our season's going to go based on preseason. But, you know, come the first game is Chelsea, which could be worse. Because Chelsea are on a transfer ban, they're not going to sign anybody, and they just sold their best player. So no more Hazard at Chelsea. Frank Lampard's coach Chelsea now.
I'm hoping Anthony Martial lose about 10 pounds and a change of attitude.
Yeah. Well, he's had that same, you know, emotionless expression on his face since he was like nine.
Yeah, like nine. So everybody thinks he does not care. Okay. I'm going to hit the green circle.
Hit the green one this time.
Elizabeth, I'm a donkey.
Hello?
Did I hang up on you? Is that what I did?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I said something wrong already.
Yeah, I'm too excited. I jumped the gun. I saw buttons, and I just started hitting things. And you know what it is? It's Manchester Red, so that's why I hit
that's
it.
That's right. It was compulsory.
Elizabeth, welcome to the show, my friend.
From all the way in the East Coast.
Good. How are you doing? What's everyone up to? I've been watching you guys.
We're good.
You're watching us? Where are you?
We're good. We're actually calm. I know Pax and I are probably a nervous wreck.
We are?
Because we know what's coming up our season.
Oh, yeah.
We have no lives, Elizabeth. Our lives are going to the bar, drinking Guinness, singing, hugging each other, crying, cursing, and going home.
And then doing it all over again the next week.
That's the life I want.
No, you do not. No, you do not. So I know a lot of your people.
Hey, I'll trade.
I know a lot of your people are listening, and she is real.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Almost on a daily basis, I get a lot of people that are like, are you a robot? Are you some, like, 400-pound dude in a basement writing this stuff? Well, the stuff I write is kind of, like, a little outlandish, especially with, like, my brand image. So, I mean, I get it, but it's a little intense.
But at the same time, like, how do they not watch your Instagram stories, or how do they not see your Facebook posts? And you go like, well, clearly she's consistently posting pictures of the same person.
Different
taking
pictures.
Videos of the same person.
What's the
There's no logic. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing someone's asked you to do to prove you're real?
Oh my God!
Yes,
like dirty stuff or like normal.
Either way, you know it's after stuff? Five.
It's after
know?
Five. Yeah, the kids are to bed.
Kids are having dinner.
Some guy like slid in. He's like, "Yeah, show me a photo of you with like your top down, so I know it's real." I'm like, "Dude, I'm not falling for that."
Yep. You should have sent a picture of Gatorade.
The most common thing I get. What'd you say?
You should have sent a picture of Gatorade to tell him stop being so thirsty.
Or like sent a picture of like a gorilla or some sort of ape-like creature. It's like, you know,
something to kind of cool him off. Yeah.
Right. Oh my Lord.
Oh God. Patch, what have you been up to? I see your Instagram. You have like so much going on. You were like a drug dealer. You got, like, a beard.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I had a, well, I have to get new reel footage for my demo reel because the footage that I have currently is me back when I used to have long hair. Mm-hmm. So my manager and my agent was like, we need you to get some new reel footage. So I wrote a couple scenes and then went to this company based in LA called Relentless Filmworks. Shout out to Relentless Filmworks because they're awesome. And, you know, so I wrote this scene and I partnered up with my friend Jill. Shout out to Jill.
Jill.
And
come on the show, Jill.
Hey, yeah. Jill.
If Jill's listening. And so we shot this scene and it was great and it turned out really good. And they really liked me as a performer and as a professional. So they called me back a week later and they were like, hey, do you want to shoot this other scene that we need somebody to shoot with? And I was like, fuck yeah, I want to. So I'm trying to create my own stuff. I'm trying to do other projects, and you know, I only have 2 days off a week, so I have to cram it all into those 2 days. So it's really not like I have off days, but I would sure as hell rather spend my time doing that than, you know, I like bartending. Bartending's okay.
Do you really?
I mean, it's okay, but more often than not, I'm just like, when people come in the bar, I'm like, ah, fuck off. I just don't want to deal with you. Just leave me alone. Let me make my money in peace.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially when I come like, Patch, give me free drinks. Give me free drinks, Patch.
Well, I've been doing it 12 plus years too, so it's not like I've only been doing it for like 6 months. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm already over it. It's just like, you know, the accumulation of dickheadery that I've had to deal with.
Dickheadery is a new one for me.
We're coining that.
Yeah.
6:15.
I'm going through the same thing with Patch too. I need to shoot new reels because last time I did, I had hair. Now I have no hair, so it's like... I'm trying to be there,
bald
too.
Bald men are hot. Hell yeah.
You always make me feel good, Elizabeth. You know that? And I love when you say I have style. Because people I work with, they're like, you don't see him every day.
I see you only on the good days.
Well, I have good style direction, meaning that I can tell somebody, you know, I see style. But I don't like to style myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody thinks I just wear red every day. And I don't. I had on a blue shirt today. But you'll never see me.
Oh, nice. Mixing it up.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm not scared of colors, you know.
Nor am I.
No, you are.
I respect that.
So let's talk about groups, these people.
Yeah.
Your pizza group. They said they only want to talk about the groups. I saw something that on Facebook.
Yeah, what are a couple questions that people were asking you?
Yeah.
Did
you see the thing? I mean, they were asking some crazy stuff on there. I don't even.
Yeah, they were.
No, if we can even talk about half this stuff. I tagged you, and I was like, "Yeah, good luck."
Yeah, I know. I know. I was just because I was telling Casey before we started that there's all these people that are angry with us because
I haven't read those.
They're
yet.
Jealous that we get to talk to you, and they're like, "Why? Who the fuck are these guys?"
Wow. Well, we're the guys talking to her right now.
Yeah. So if you dickheads are listening,
hi.
What's happening?
What's going on? Yeah, she's real. It's very real.
She's a real person.
You're going to get some death threats.
Well, we do that. That's normal.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of the day.
Yeah, it's part of the day. Well, yeah. I'd be like, guys, be more creative, please.
Yeah.
So I think the most prominent question that they had was, does pineapple belong on pizza? I think 5 people asked that. It was kind of, you know, kept sticking out. What do you guys think?
I mean, you know...
I'm going to let Patch answer this first because I have my opinion.
I have been eating pineapple on pizza since I was a wee lad, so I had no problem with it whatsoever. And I do have to say, what's wrong with the juxtaposition of a little sweet and a little salty? Isn't that like a tried and true combo throughout history?
It's proven.
Yes, it's proven throughout history. I don't even understand or know or even remember where this whole discrepancy began.
Yeah, when did this become a...
When was this an issue for people?
Pineapple-ism. Where is it coming from?
Yeah.
I was raised on it in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. When I came to the States, the first thing I said, oh, I want pineapple on the pizza, you know? And then I don't know any difference. So, anyone who has a problem with it, what should you suggest replaces pineapple? Like, I've never had anchovies.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
How about you? Elizabeth, have you had anchovies?
I've had everything. I mean, I've literally, anything anyone wants me to try, I will try at least one time. Anchovies, I will not do again. I'm not an anchovy girl.
Yeah.
Is it salty?
But the pineapple pizza, there's like a war going on. There's just like, there's a camp that loves it.
A war.
There's a camp that if you even mention it, they're going to like just kill you. It's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't understand it, because there's a couple people in our Man United group.
Yes.
that constantly are feuding over pineapple on
this
pizza.
This is true.
It's a literal feud.
You're right. It is like a war going on. Like, shut up. What do you know?
Fuck you. It doesn't belong on pizza.
You're jinx anyway.
Yeah. It's just
we get off. Oh my lord! Oh my god! It is. They do feud about it.
I don't understand.
But that's
it.
The shit we and I ignore. Like, what are these guys talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, shut up and eat your pineapple.
We have so many side battles that we have to pick and choose.
It's really a full time job, is what it is.
So what's new with your world? What's going on? Where are we traveling to? Who's sponsoring you next? What I mean, I look up and I saw something with Slim Jim. Did I see that?
Yes. Well, have you looked up Slim Jim on Instagram?
No.
I will now, though.
Memes. Yeah, what's that?
I'm absolutely obsessed with memes. So, like, I was Googling, and I came across Slim Jim.
Yeah.
And they had, like, these kind of, like, interesting, like, Slim Jim jokes, and I actually didn't even realize it was the main Slim Jim, like, company, like, actually doing these memes, and, like, I was kind of trolling them, like, oh, this is weird, all of that. And then they actually, like, approached me, and they're like, hey, we love the... Your look, can we send you Slim Jims? And I was like, hell yeah. And kind of took off from there. But you have to look up their Instagram. It's kind of amazing.
Oh, trust, we will.
Uh-huh.
So wait a minute. You trolled and you picked up like a semi-sponsorship.
I would say so. I mean, I'm a big promoter of Slim Jims. Oh, just in general.
I wish I had the hand clap thing. Like, way to do it, young lady. See?
A little fast golf clap for you.
Oh, my Lord. Who should I troll then?
I know, right?
Yeah. Troll Adidas.
Now Casey and I are going to be trolling every company that we like.
Yeah. Can we get on the boat?
I mean, that's what you do. You find what you like, and you kind of just market yourself. I mean, I think you're doing a great job, Patch, at marketing yourself very well on Instagram.
Oh, thank you. Because I've always... it's hard. It's a diff... I mean, I feel like I know my brand, right?
Yeah.
And I know realistically, mm-hmm. in terms of TV and film, oh, I could be on Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could be on The Walking Dead. Oh, I could be on Sons of Anarchy. You know, I'm not going to be mm-hmm. on iCarly. I'm not going to be on Pretty Little Liars.
Why not?
Well, it's just...
I think you could be more.
I guess I could, but, you know, like, I you know, my look, I feel like, is catered more towards HBO, FX, okay, AMC.
I feel a little edgy.
So, yeah, the edgy, the grit, you know, the crime dramas, that whole thing. I feel like that's my look, that's my brand, that's my niche, so that's kind of what I'm going after.
Yeah, I'm very proud of
Patch.
I mean,
he looks terrifying as a drug dealer, just being honest.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? He looks like he's business.
Appreciate that.
And Patch is a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart business guy, though. I've seen him upset. And I've seen him... I've seen him really upset. He could be a drug dealer. I've seen Patch very, very pissed off, actually. And
Method acting. Yeah, I know, right? If anybody ever comes with me to a Man United game and we have a shit game, then you could see, you know, all 6 degrees of me.
Elizabeth, we're really nervous about
this. We're nervous. But I tell you what. So basically, in a nutshell, the owners of Manchester United and bought them like 14, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
They have made mm-hmm. about $1 billion off the club and not put a fucking dime back into it.
Nope.
So everybody mm-hmm. now is just sick of the shit. And so there's a worldwide trending tweet on Twitter called Glazers Out because the names of the owners of the Glazers.
If you can see me right now, Elizabeth, I have my hand.
He's got the face palm.
I have this is me at the bar right now. Let's not talk about Manchester.
All right. We can talk about more positive, fun stuff since we got a positive.
How did they do last season? I don't follow it.
See, now he's got his face in his hand again. No.
We finished.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. Let's move forward.
Yeah. We finished sixth, so it was. You know, it was a transitional season because we got rid of the manager halfway mm-hmm. through. We brought in a club legend to manage the club. So we're hoping now that'll whip some of the lazy shits into shape.
Let's talk about how bad it is. Instead of playing team games in Paris, we're going to be in Transylvania and Bucharest.
Oh.
Yeah, Europa versus the Champions League.
Right,
we're
going
to be like in deep Russia.
Hungary. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan's a good spot to go. And
Azerbaijan's beautiful.
Been there?
I mean, Romania. So I mean, there's a silver lining there.
Right.
It's a thin one, but it's there.
A thinly veiled silver lining.
And you've traveled a lot since we last talked.
I have, yeah. I think, when's the last time I came on? 3-6 months ago?
No, my dear. No, it was last year, maybe.
It was while Jose Mourinho was still the manager, so I feel like it was at least before December.
Yeah, it was before December.
I like how you use that as your timeline.
Well, because I remember we were talking about that, so it had to be at least up until...
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad, huh? Our lives are pathetic. We do, like, what team did we play, Mom?
Yeah.
When you
what devastating loss did we just suffer?
So what's the most interesting place you've been in the last few months?
So let me go back to when we first talked. Oh,
God,
in,
she's so worldly.
Was I already in Bali? Did I go?
You were about to go to Bali.
You were about to go to Bali. That's where it is. This timeline.
I was about to go to Bali. Okay. So I shot with Maxim in Bali. It was absolutely beautiful. But there was some miscommunication as to when my flight was coming in. So they had me down as 1 p.m. arrival, but I arrived at 1 a.m. So I get off the plane, and there's no one there. It's a pitch black airport. There's like two kind of creepy guys chilling. And so I go up to one of them. I'm like, hey, can you give me a ride? And yeah, it was pretty bad. It ended up with me like on the side of the road calling Maxim's like editor, and it was pretty bad.
How did they compensate for that fuck up?
Yeah. What did they say?
They just apologized, and that was pretty much it. It was not fun. I mean, Bali's beautiful, but not at 1 a.m.
Right.
On the side of the road.
You can't see the beautiful at 1 a.m. And it's pitch black.
What were these two creepy guys' reaction when you said that?
I think they were shocked that I was there. One of them did give me a ride, thank God.
Wow, you are brave.
Very brave. There was no other option.
Oh,
wow.
I feel like you're
And then I went to Thailand right after that with Max, and there was nothing bad that it happened. And then I went to Cuba for a swimwear company.
Wow.
And now I'm just in Miami, just relaxing and talking to you fine.
Oh, you're in Miami.
You're Miami right now.
That's cool.
I got mad family. Shout out to the Smice, to the Golds, my family in Miami. What's up? Big up Kefian, Uncle
nice.
Auntie Ida, all them. Eating jerk chicken, everything's nice.
I love when you do that accent.
I know. I only say that for, this for special moments.
For the special people. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I love
it. Makes you like.
I know. Say
can
it.
Can I ask like a sexual question?
Yes.
Do girls ever ask you to do
all the time
the accent?
And I save it for them. You know.
I knew it.
Listen, I don't splash this around on everybody. I can't. It's too. It's powerful.
Yeah.
It's too powerful.
You can't wear out the mojo.
But when I see someone at a bar and I'd be like, what's your name, Dot? Let me talk to you for a second. And they'd be like, where are you from? Are you from the islands? I'm like, yeah, you know, everything's cool. You look pretty, you look sharp.
Do you remember that Jamaica travel? Yeah. And she's like, come to the island of Jamaica.
Yes, I do.
I forget.
I know every Saturday Night Jamaican sketch.
That was a good one.
Mm. Yes, I do save it. And it's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful music, man. Like Jay-Z would say, it's powerful music. Wow. Wow, Miami. How long are you going to be there?
I'll be here for like another week, and then I'll probably go back to New York City and hopefully get to LA in like the next 1 or 2 months, I'm hoping.
We'll be in season. You will be with us.
Just to kind of get out there and see family and stuff.
You have fam out here?
I do. My cousin's out there. I'm really close with her and her son. So I'll come visit her and then come visit you guys, hopefully.
What part of LA she lives in?
Oh my gosh! I think Beverly Hills now.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, we were close.
Yeah,
Rocco's is close.
Yeah, not far.
Listen, I've already got. I've been studying on you should eat your diet. I'm trying to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning this cucumber toast cottage cheese dish.
Right.
And
that's
going to be perfect for like a light breakfast. I know. We're going to peel the fruits. And she has to have, if she has fruit, it has to be peeled.
Who?
For her diet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm very proud of you. I talk about you a lot to a lot of people. I think you're very brave. I think you're inspirational because you've shared
Thank
a
you.
Part of yourself with everybody, with your, with your blog about the Crohn's disease.
Yeah,
I admire you for that
because
it's not a very glamorous thing, but you stay classy and refined, and you show the world that, listen, I can be me, and you can be like me, and it's not the end of your life.
Well,
and
yeah.
I think I talk about you three times a week.
I talk about you too. I'm like, I know this guy Casey, he's a sexy Jamaican bull guy with style.
I'm blushing, but I'm not supposed to be. But I'm just your inspiration.
I like making you blush.
You're a big inspiration, I think, for women all over the world. And when I tell your story, people always say, "Oh, that's amazing."
Yeah, well, it's cool because, you know, there's obviously it's the polar opposite situations that you're dealing with. Like, you're dealing with the life of the glamour and the modeling,
right,
and going to Bali and Thailand to shoot for swimwear and Maxim and stuff. And then on the other hand, you're sharing this really deep, intimate, not so glamorous story about yourself. And like you said, you know, or you guys said, it's inspirational because, you know,
people hide that.
Yeah, people hide that, and normally little girls that maybe would be dealing with something like this that want to be a model would be like, "Oh, I can't do that.
Yes.
Like, I'm dealing with this," and read this story. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah, and your pictures in the hospital are amazing. I mean,
it really shows
who you are as a human, and I appreciate you for that because we get too caught up with chasing perfection in this world, and it's especially in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be perfect. Everybody wants to look a certain way. Like, there's the Kardashian look, and there's this look, and everybody has a look. Be yourself. Own your look.
And I think there was a quote in Entourage where he said, Ari Gold said, "LA is littered with the bones of failed careers."
Yes.
And you know, destroyed dreams and stuff like that. And, you know, don't let yourself be another cautionary tale.
I don't think people would understand you if you lived in LA. I really don't.
No, they do not understand me.
I don't. And I think they would just, first of all, they will look at you and just, "Oh my God, you're well, no, they might want to change her. I can see LA doing that. Like, "Oh, you could get more roles if you did this and this and this."
Oh, I'm sure some asshole would say shit like that.
Oh my God. It's crazy, bro.
You know. But so, I mean, it's the struggle of trying to fit in while remaining yourself. You know, and I have friends back home that are still, you know, make sure I stay grounded or just like talk to my mom or dad or my brother or just one of my.
Shout out to Lynn.
Yeah. Shout out to my mom, Lynn Moore.
Lynn is the biggest supporter of my show and I love her.
Yeah.
She always like, "Casey, you're great.
I'm always here for you. Yeah. I got your back."
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what we love about you? You support us. You know, I really don't support Patch. I can't stand Patch because he's wearing something I just. But
we already knew that.
I always notice your likes are there, and to me, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Patch, yeah, I always show up. I'm your friend, and so I will always be there supporting.
How does Patch always beat me in the like game on your stuff? And I get pissed off because when I'm ready to like, I already see Patch more Patch, and I'm like, "What the fuck? Is he up all night? How does he beat me?"
Well, it's kind of part of the job, like Elizabeth was saying, like marketing on Instagram and marketing on Facebook and just, you know.
That's why, you know, I'm so jealous. I swear to God, this is real. When I see your name before me, I'm like, "You know what? I can't stand Patch. How does he beat me?"
Well, there's times when you beat me.
Never.
Never.
Never. So you're sweet for saying that. How have you been feeling these days? How you doing?
Me?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I switched up on you so quick.
Well, I mean, as you probably can tell, I think it was in June 14th, I took my whole colon out. And then I was like,
"No."
So weird to say. I went to LA, I forget when, but like I would tell people that and they were just like completely like confused by that. New York, they kind of took it in stride, but LA was kind of like thrown off by it a little bit. I mean, but since that, I mean, about 6 months afterwards, it was getting a little tough. I had to use a cane for like couple weeks, but now I'm perfectly fine. I mean, so, I'm enjoying Miami. I'm traveling, thank God. I'm better. Thank you for asking.
Is something like this is because I remember reading a story about Chad Michael Murray, the actor that was in One Tree Hill, and how he had some sort of situation with his, I think maybe it was his intestines or something. I don't know if it was his colon, but something like that, where basically no matter what he ate, he wouldn't gain weight just because it would pass through his system so fast.
Yeah.
And, that's kind of what I have, and that's why I'm thin. I think maybe he had Crohn's or like colitis or something.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It was so long ago.
Pretty much similar, though.
But wow, I mean, so you have to, have a special diet that won't like inflame anything of your, you know, internal.
And before, yes, now I can eat whatever.
Oh, thank really?
God, I just have to hit like a certain. Yeah, I can eat whatever. I can eat absolutely anything and everything. I'm really, really blessed. But before it was like, I had no idea what to eat.
Yeah, I did my reading, and it's very tricky. I mean, you can have certain fruits. And certain fruits have to be peeled. You can't have too many sugars, but you can have. It's very delicate. You have to pay attention.
It's hell.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but
actually,
you know. Go ahead.
One of the reasons why I like pizza so much is because it's one of the few foods I could eat with my stomach issue. And people would kind of make fun of me. They're like, "Is that all you eat?" And yeah, that is all I ate. And then it became like this online joke, and then just kind of kept going.
Well, I remember you had saying you saying last time that we talked that you would tell people that you ate pizza and they wouldn't believe you.
yeah. Elizabeth, some of my female friends at work, like, how does she eat pizza? I'm like, read, study, just go ahead, and you know,
with my mouth.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, what I'm saying,
and then you chew it with your teeth
because someone. I had a friend call you a fraud. Like, she does not eat pizza. It's no way. I'm like, well, she doesn't eat a whole box like you, hun. Okay, just relax. Okay, just take your time. What's your favorite pizza these days? This is the I know a lot of
margarita.
Oh, that's a good pizza.
That's exotic.
I mean, margarita pizza.
I mean, it's
a little bit of arugula and maybe some prosciutto.
Ooh,
that's my
very
pizza.
Exotic. So it's kind of a modified margarita.
Mm.
Yes, exactly.
Do you like the
I had a.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I was going to ask you something, but I can wait. What were you saying?
I actually had a question about bartending that I've been meaning to ask you.
All right, shoot.
can you tell when someone's underage?
Oh.
Like, have you gotten to the point where you're like, boom, I know that guy's underage. Like, they don't have, like, confidence. Like, I've been meaning to ask you that.
Can I chime in on your question too, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to know if he can tell by the first glimpse or by the way they act after a drink?
I would say both.
Okay.
Well,
get out on.
I mean, yes and no. It's hard in a town like LA where a 23-year-old could look like they're 17 because that's like the norm around here.
Yeah.
And especially the way some 17-year-olds dress, you'd think they were 35 and had made 57 porn movies by now. Just because they dress, I'm like, what? You're what? No, but yes and no. I mean, it's funny. Like you learn to look for certain similarities. Like if you get someone's ID and it says they're 18, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see their face and you see like the qualities.
18?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're just looking at somebody and you can see like the development in their face, it's like a development in their face, which is kind of an odd way to look at it. Cause you can be like, all right, no 21-year-old plus has a mustache like that or something like, you know, it's weird things like that, but you can also like, they just look young.
You think they're trying too hard?
Maybe. I mean, I always check the ID just to be sure because I'm not getting fined and thrown in jail just because I was too lazy to check an ID.
You can't put it on the guy at the front either.
Yeah. I mean,
that sucks.
We have a security guy who's solid, but, you know, even then I'm still like, you know, sorry. And it's funny because, like, asking someone for their ID can either be the most insulting question ever or the most flattering question.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. At the same time, like, when I'm just, like, running into 7-Eleven, like when I used to smoke, it would be like, hey, you know, let me get a pack of cigarettes.
Shout out to Patch, quit smoking, by the way.
Yeah. It's been.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks. I quit smoking cigarettes, and then I had that Juul pen for like a year and a half, almost 2 years. And I was just like, I don't want to smoke that thing anymore.
Elizabeth, you should see them at the bar. It's like a selection with people with Juuls. And he's just like, just be like, what the fuck is that noise over there?
Yeah, it's, I mean, and there's so many bad things.
With the synthetic smoke,
Yeah, and like it gives you, you know, like, you know, shallow breathing. It fucks with your arteries.
Ladies and gentlemen, it turns
popcorn lung. Yeah. That's scary as shit.
What is that? I'm not familiar with that term.
I can't remember what it is exactly, but it creates like little air pockets in your lungs or something like that.
Oh,
and it's just all bad news, and it can lead to like shallow breathing and like throat cancer and just all this shit. And some people, you know, I had a little scare for a minute. I thought I was having some shit too, just because. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no, it's just because I'm smoking this fucking thing. And like through my the last little bit of my cigarette enjoyments, like, you know, this was 2 years ago now, I was like, I'm not even enjoying this. Like, why the fuck am I doing it? It's like compulsory at this point, where it's like, all right, I'm supposed to wake up, go out into the patio, smoke a cigarette, and then start my day. And then like, but then I do it and I'd be like, what? No, this isn't even fun. I just feel like shit and I smell like shit.
Yeah.
And it's all bad. And then I'm tired for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I heard those things. For me, I couldn't do those things because they turned the moisture in my lungs.
Yeah, that's another.
Is that similar like popcorn? Like, I don't know.
I think it contributes to it. I didn't have to read a whole lot to be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Elizabeth, are you still smoking cigars? I'm just joking. I said, are you still smoking cigars at the racetrack? I'm joking. That was a bad joke.
Yeah.
Well, you're in Miami. I mean, when in Rome, I guess. Right?
What's the weather like there?
Exactly. I only
could do a week of Miami. I can only be there for 1 week.
Yeah, I think that's about right. It's definitely right. I mean, it like rains and then like in the next second it's sunny and then it rains again. I mean, it's kind of temperamental, to be honest.
It's the worst humidity. Place.
It's like LA, the June gloom, as they call it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we're having some freaky shit in LA right now because I had a friend said it rained in Brea this morning.
Where's that?
Really?
Orange County. Okay. Patch, you need to get out.
I know. Well, I was in Commerce today shooting a movie, and it was overcast all morning, and then I got home, and I was like, oh, I'm in Glendale now. It's sunny.
We've had the most craziest weather, Elizabeth. I don't even know how to explain it because it's not been hot, and everybody's just like, what is going on right now?
I'm loving it, though, because I'm not a big fan of the heat. I'm not a big fan of having to take multiple showers a day. Yeah, that's true.
The valley heat is like, I feel like we're on the moon or something. It's crazy. And then you go to Santa Monica, like, it's so nice out here. I want to move.
Get that coastal breeze flowing in.
Oh, wow.
So what are you doing in Miami, Elizabeth? I think you said you were just relaxing, or do you have any, what's your agenda? What's your itinerary?
Yeah.
What's your to-do
list?
What
does Elizabeth do in Miami when she's just running the streets, running amok?
Yeah. Are you getting in fights at clubs, streets. Punching fools out? Yeah. You don't eat pizza?
United. Going United.
You're like, you don't eat pizza?
Punching.
Wham.
Yeah.
Punching kittens.
What do you mean, pineapple? Kiss my ass. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm just down here shooting content for Instagram and just doing the clients I have through Instagram. I mean, taking a break for like the next month or two, and then I'll kind of go back into the normal side of modeling. But this is my downtime.
So when you say content for Instagram, because I'm, like I said, I'm very... I'm still trying to figure the whole thing out, and I don't know if you know.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if you know.
No one knows what's going on. No one knows. There's no formula. Everyone's just kind of throwing shit against the wall and seeing what sticks.
All right.
He's my friend, but no one knows.
Please curse.
I mean, we said fuck, shit, ass, balls, all that stuff. So we're
I was about to say, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to curse.
Sorry, Mom, didn't mean to curse. I know I have. She doesn't care. She says it more than
my mom doesn't care either at this point. She's like, why didn't you curse once?
Lynn Moore curses more than me.
Yes. Who do you think I learned it from? Our mothers.
Yeah. I mean, my mom's from Chicago.
Like, I'm trying to get my Instagram.
Your mom's from Chicago.
Yeah.
She's got that south side.
She's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why she's tough.
Yeah. And she's part Armenian. She's part Armenian. Oh. She's Chicago.
Shout out to my Armenian people.
Yeah.
We have a lot of them. Here.
Hey. Oh, yes, you do.
I live in the Armenian capital of LA. I live in Glendale.
Yes, it is. That's so funny. Isn't there more Armenians in Los Angeles than there is in Armenia? Something crazy like that?
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to say.
I don't believe it.
I'm not going to. Don't quote me. I think I watched a documentary and I was very stoned. And I don't know.
It sounds like one of those facts that could be true. So
right.
It sounds good.
True. You could play it off and people would buy it.
Yeah, they were like, you know, this makes sense, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. And I didn't mean it. That's a very terrible Armenian accent by me, but it's bro. Close. I just, if you say bro a few, Shout out to all my Armenian friends. And they're like, Casey, you're tripping. Casey, you've gone too far.
They'd be like, Patch, what the fuck was that?
Oh, my goodness. The Instagram thing. And you, I don't think you could ever be taking time off because your social media, I think, wakes you up. Because I know you wake up, there's got to be like 1,000 messages like, what's going on with you? Are you eating pizza?
Send me a picture of you topless eating pizza.
I mean, if you went quiet for like 2 days, I think people would lose their shit.
Well, I tried to go quiet for about three days. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. And people actually thought I died. Like, hey, are you in the hospital? Are you okay? Or did you die? Like, I was like, okay, yeah. So we're just going to maintain a consistent dialogue with everyone. So I kind of make sure I check in. I'll upload like a meme or... You know, well, just be like, hey, guys, didn't die. Here
but,
I am.
But at the same time, like you're not obligated to make them to satisfy their thirsty thoughts and minds.
They don't believe that.
Well, they don't have to believe it.
This is true. That's very valid.
What? She
I don't know them anything.
Well, because you could go quiet for a couple of days, and like you said, you're shooting your... So, back to the content. Sorry. What type of content do you shoot? What type of stuff do you like to, you know... fill your free time with
I had a collab with Walgreens and their new app, their pharmacy app, and then I had a collab or just like a little promo thing for Slim Jim, and I have another one coming up with a jewelry company. I'll just like shoot product for them, upload it, and promote it.
Wow.
So okay, so you'll just like put on a ring or a necklace and take a picture, a nice picture, and then just be like, hey, I'm wearing this type thing.
Yeah.
Right,
basically,
right.
That's what I do.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, I
figured out my dream collab.
Did you?
Guinness.
Guinness. All right.
Yes. Have you ever had Guinness from Ireland? That's one of my goals.
No, but let's all do a group trip.
We should do a group trip. Flights are cheap to the UK right now.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Let's go.
I'm down.
Ireland would be so dope.
I've been to England. I've been to Scotland, but I didn't get to go to Ireland.
I've been to England. Someone told me they'd take me on a boat to Ireland. I was like, no, I'm cool. They're like, we can get there, mate. I was like, no, you're a little too drunk. I'm sorry. Wow. We have about 2 minutes.
Sad face.
I want to thank you.
Sad face.
I'm just, like I said in the text, we're three friends talking.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't even feel like an interview. We're just getting caught up. We haven't seen each other. We haven't done... When you come to L.A., though, we're going to get you in this bar because I don't know how I'm going to act because we're going to act because there's about 30 guys who are like, what's up with your friend that you're going to, can you hook me up? And I'm like, bro.
Well, we'll just be like, listen, guys, if you're going to come, quench your thirst beforehand because we're not trying to help you out with that.
And we're talking about our friends. Quench your thirst, for reals. Because they're all going to be like, you know, we have a couple of them who are Ivy League grads, too. And they're like, hey, I went to Dartmouth, you know. And I was like, is that really Ivy League? I'm just joking. I'm joking, Edgar. I'm joking. I'm playing.
I didn't go to Dartmouth. Feel free to go after them.
Yeah. So plug anything you would like to plug. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your last statement. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to make a Cornell joke, but I decided against it.
Don't do that, please. Please don't do that.
You can if you want to. I have no ties to Cornell.
Anything you would like to plug? Any? All your? Yeah, me neither. I went to Ohio University. Shout out to the Bobcats, on the top five party schools in the country. We always stay top five. Drinking is a necessity. Mm. Okay. Anything you'd like to plug, my dear?
No. I mean, my Instagram, I guess, Elizabeth_Burt. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, they know. They know.
Eat pizza. I mean, that's basically my entire brand. I don't know.
And she's real.
And I'm real.
This is not a computer-generated response.
And any more mean people towards her, she has about 1,000 brothers out here in L.A. Yeah. And we'll love to stomp the shit out of you.
Yeah, we got MULA ready to light you up.
We will. It would be our pleasure. I have a law firm I need to use, so I need a reason to kick someone's ass.
Yes, please. Elizabeth, I have so much hate in my DMs. It's insane.
Direct them to me, please.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Elizabeth, thank you. I know it's late. We appreciate
it. No problem. Thank you for having me.
You've been so supportive, and we always will support you. We always will have your back.
Definitely.
I'm very proud of you. I think, like I said, you're more than a look and a brain. You're inspiration to me.
Yep.
Thank you so much. And I love both you guys, and I hope to see you guys soon.
You will.
Yeah. When you come to LA, my girlfriend wanted to say hi to you, but she wasn't able to make it tonight. But she wanted to.
Oh, no.
When you come to LA, four of us will all go get some pizza at this Righteous Pizza joint in La Cañada.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's great. It's called La Cañada Imports.
Okay. Elizabeth.
La Cañada Imports.
Yep.
Be well. Stay strong. We love you. Keep being an inspiration. Have fun in Miami. We love you. Bye bye.
Love you too. Bye,
right.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Talk soon. Bye.
All right, guys. That was Wasted on Wednesday. Patch, thank you for sitting in with me.
Always a pleasure.
It's great.
Yeah.
We're going to do something with MULA, though.
Yes,
it's
we coming. Are.
Everybody's Stay Wasted tuned. On Wednesday. For Tina and I, thank you for tuning in. We're on iTunes, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show. We are out. One.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.